The reach of talking newspapers was extended in August 1983 with the advent of the National Service based in Heathfield, East Sussex. From modest beginnings, with just the Sunday papers being recorded in a small room above the Oxfam shop in Heathfield High Street, the service gradually extended to the substantial operation it is today. 8 studios, 50 staff, 230 volunteers, and a battery of high-speed copiers enable over 230 publications to be recorded onto tape, creating an output of around 2 million cassettes per annum. In recent years, we've also seen the development of the National Electronic Service. This means that TNA UK can now transcribe publications into formats suitable for use with computers equipped with screen readers, voice synthesizers, and/or text magnifiers. Delivery times have been greatly speeded up, and there are now a number of blind and partially sighted people who receive and browse their daily newspapers more quickly than sighted readers. In 2004, a decision was taken to restructure TNA UK. It was agreed that the membership association role would be handed over to a newly formed organisation, the Talking News Federation. This meant that TNA UK would concentrate entirely on running the National Service and its commercial subsidiary, Sound Talking. The organisations separated on the 31st of March 2005, and TNA UK was ready to enhance its unique position as national news agent for the blind and partially sighted section of the population.